Welcome. This is an audio recording of the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm Jim Falk, President of the Council. The Council is a nonprofit membership organization dedicated to engaging the public in an exploration of global issues and foreign affairs, and we produce over 80 public events each year. To learn more about us or to become a member, visit dfwworld.org. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of Haynes & Boone, LLP. We hope you enjoy it.
They are right at the point where the U.S. has no influence in Iraq. And they're probing. And the country they're probing most is Bahrain. Now, why is that important? First, Bahrain has a majority overwhelming Shiite population. Its royal family was imposed on them by the Saudis and the British, and they're Sunni. And the United States Fifth Fleet uses Bahrain as a basing point. And is connected to Saudi Arabia by a causeway. In fooling with Bahrain, they're threatening the fundamental interests of Saudi Arabia. There are four countries to watch aside from Saudi Arabia. Kuwait, Bahrain, of course, Oman, and Qatar. Oman has the main base of the Fifth Fleet. Qatar has Central Command. Kuwait has the Striker Brigade that we're going to leave behind. Bahrain has the Fifth Fleet and the connection. And all of these are popping. And this is totally unlike what's happening in North Africa. It is part of a strategic move by the Iranians. Now, in all these things, it is not simply the Iranians doing it, nor is it simply indigenous forces rising up. It is a combination of the two feeding on each other. The indigenous forces need outside support, and at the same time, the Iranians want the indigenous forces to be doing what they're doing. The dream for the Iranians is that they destabilize Saudi Arabia, which is why the Saudis arrested a Shiite cleric yesterday, 2 days ago. It was signaled by the Saudis that their limits will go. The Saudis have always been very careful not to mess with the Shiites, to benefit the Shiites, because the Shiites happen to occupy the Northeast, which is where a lot of the oil is. They can't afford an uprising there. And what the Iranians are trying to do is position themselves in the region as fundamental foundation of the U.S. military in the region after Iraq is destabilized, while simultaneously opening the possibility of this rising spreading into Saudi Arabia. This is, for the Iranians, a low-risk, high-return operation. What are they risking? The Saudis don't like them. The Saudis don't like them anyway. But if they can destabilize Saudi Arabia, they can enter into negotiations with Saudi Arabia. They can say to the Saudis, look, it's not just that the Americans are leaving. It's also a question that we can destabilize you. Let's have a discussion.
For more information about the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth, visit them on the web at www.dfwworld.org.